relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Hunter Biden, his father becomes VP. All of a sudden, he goes over to the Ukraine, and he's making $83,000 a month. So, you know, the media likes to do this sort of false equivalence. You're doing this, you're doing that. We stopped doing any new international business deals when my father won the presidency. So, you know what would be great? I'll let you host it. You moderate a debate between Hunter Biden and myself. Come on. We can go full transparency. We show everything, and we can talk about all of the places where I'm supposedly grifting, but Hunter Biden isn't. Wait, I would love to do it anymore.
Make some money off it, right?
Nothing that I haven't done before. And again, if you looked at my tax returns,
right,
which maybe we could talk about in this debate.
So you'll release your tax returns. You would release your tax returns and he would debate you? You'd really debate him?
I 100% debate him. Let's talk about who profited off of whose public service. Happy to do it. Let's make it happen.
Did you synchronize that music to the cut, Shad?
Hunter Biden, his father becomes VP.
I did not. That was just perfect.
That's just
and then
magic.
I promptly screwed up right after by playing
it.
Yeah,
I noticed that. But look, just roll with it.
Okay.
Just roll with it. That was very smooth until it wasn't. But the music was apt, and that was, of course, the president's other son. We had Eric Trump on the show about 50 minutes ago, and that was Donald Trump Jr. in an interview with this putz of a former, what is he, Politico reporter who now runs Axios. All you need to know about Axios, if it's run by a former Politico reporter called Jim Vanderhey, enough said. But that's the approach. That's how you deal with it. Let's have a debate. Alex Jones wants to have a cage match with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Donald Trump Jr. wants to debate Hunter Biden. Could it get more... well, hang on, but Alex Jones is in prison, right? DUI. He was arrested. It's out there about an hour ago. Sorry, Alex. I kept calling him Alex Smith, but I think it's apposite. But this is the approach. And Hunter Biden, I wonder if he's responded to that challenge. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. The last hour of the day. I'm so sad. We'll be joined by two special guests and you, my buddies, here on America First. Congressman Paul Gosar, who is in a self-imposed quarantine, will be talking to us through his surgical mask over the phone. And Katie Hopkins, who has a special announcement with regards to this weekend, Enfant Terrible, from across the pond, and then you, my friends, on 833-334-6752. Our special VIP text line, patriotmobile.com, supplied, is 703-869-1262. And I respond to every single one of them. It might be late in the day when I get to them, but every single one is responded to by me. Let's stay with domestic politics. Let's stay with the Democrat race. And let's listen to very interesting, a couple of town hall events, a Fox News town hall, and then questions for Bernie Sanders from Bret Baier. First things first, given the last hour of discussions, that pained phone call from somebody who had seen their parents suffer with dementia, Bernie Sanders, I guess, doesn't want to talk about it when it comes to the person he's competing against. This is a Fox town hall. Bernie Sanders on Joe Biden, cut one.
And the question of Joe Biden's mental acuity is not something that just comes up anywhere. Democrats have brought this up, including Senator Cory Booker, who endorsed Joe Biden today. Senator, your thoughts?
I'm not going to go at that level in attacking. Joe and I have, you know, that's for people to decide. All I can say is Joe and I have very significant political differences. And I'm not going to be making, you know, personal attacks on Joe. That's not what I do.
Why? It's not a personal attack. Should a person who clearly doesn't know which day of the week it is, or whether his wife is his sister, or his sister is his wife, or whether he's running for the Senate or the presidency, in all good conscience, should that person even be allowed to run, to be in control of our nuclear weapons, to be the commander-in-chief? Huh. Is this about you being a member of the swamp, Bernie Sanders? Is this analogous to what you did in 2016, when clearly you had the nomination stolen from you by Hillary Clinton with that last-minute superdelegates ploy at the convention? Stolen from you. I don't feel sorry for you for what you believe in, but what happened to you was fundamentally undemocratic. And then what did you do in response? You endorsed the woman who stole the nomination of your party from you. Let's continue. Brett Baer asked perhaps the most trenchant question of the evening, and I want you to pay close attention to the lack of answer provided by one of two people who will get the nomination of the Democrat Party for presidency. Nationalizing Medicare. This is Brett Baer. Cut to.
Estimates put it at a staggering $55 trillion with a T over the next decade. Now, it's hard to describe that much money. $55 trillion.
A lot of money.
All right, so just give me a second. Here's 1 second. 1 million seconds is 12 days ago. 1 trillion seconds is 31,689 years ago. That's 1 trillion. You're talking $55 trillion. Hold on. If entirely covered by taxes, it would be nearly double the existing level of taxes. If entirely covered by borrowing, it would soar the national debt to $78 trillion. Now, the national debt is $23 trillion right now and counting. So, how can you pay for all this?
Good. All right. Now, I don't have the teleprompter. All right, but I'll do my best. All right.
I was to get the numbers right.
Okay, good question. All right, let's deal with it. Fair question. Bernie, you're proposing bold ideas. How are you going to pay for them, right?
With a big price tag.
Yes. All right, let's deal with them. Medicare for all. How are you going to pay for Medicare for all? Fair question. How are we paying for it right now? We're paying for it right now by spending twice as much per person as the people of any other country.
I know I shouldn't do this in radio, and I'm not going to, but it pays listening closely to that audio clip. I'm not going to replay it. So the question is, you want to triple our national debt, triple it with Medicare for all. How are you going to pay for it? And what does he say? It's a good question. Yes, that's a good question. I don't have a teleprompter, but it's a good question. And then what's his response? How are we paying for it now? We're not, Bernie, because we don't have nationalized health care. And your response is, we're paying for it now because medicine is twice as expensive here as it is anywhere else. What are you babbling about? This is as senile as anything Biden said. You're talking about a free market. You're talking about the cost of healthcare in a free market system, which may be more expensive, but why? Because when you get a heart attack, Bernie Sanders, you didn't go to Venezuela, you didn't go to Canada, you didn't go to the UK that have national healthcare systems. You stayed here because the healthcare may be more expensive, but it's the best in the world. While it might be distorted, because we don't have portability, we don't have competition across borders, because patients don't actually know the exact cost of procedures, that's bad enough. But at least it's not run by the DMV right there in that 1 minute, 8 second clip. That tells you everything you need to know about how bankrupt politically Bernie Sanders and the Democrat Party is. That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't have a teleprompter, but it's still a good question. How are we going to pay for it? The way we're paying now, but we're not. And we have expensive health care. Yes, because it's the best. So what's his answer? I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to take away your choice. I'm going to indebt us 3 times more than we are indebted already. And then you will have substandard health care, which means if you do have serious problems and you actually have money, you're going to leave the country. You're going to get that heart operation in Switzerland. You're going to go somewhere else that has freedom of choice. It's like Don Jr. said back in Orlando last year when we launched the president's re-election campaign in that packed to the rafters stadium with thousands and thousands and thousands of people waiting outside. November 2020 is a very simple choice, my friends. It's the choice between freedom and enslavement. It's the choice between liberty and socialism. We only have one choice: to keep ourselves free. Back with Congressman Paul Gosar here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That's far too kind. Thank you, Mr. Lotter. Decent set of pipes you've got there. You know, I'm a bit addicted to Twitter, but you know that, don't you? Do you know James Woods? We DM'd each other today. I feel so flattered. He's back on Twitter. And he tweeted this yesterday. Do I expect the market to be volatile? Yes, I do. Will it be for the faint of heart? No, it won't. For the record, I'm not offering any advice nor any strategy regarding the stock market, but I'm personally buying because I believe in America and I believe in this president. Nicely done, Mr. Woods. And somebody else who has a rather good Twitter game is our current guest representing Arizona's 4th District, chairman of the Western Caucus, Republican leader of the Energy and Minerals Committee. We have Congressman Paul Gosar. Welcome, I think, for the first time on our show, Congressman.
It is, Sebastian, so thank you so very, very much.
You are still in self-imposed quarantine, is this true?
It is. We finish it out on Thursday night, so we were exposed quite a long time at CPAC, and so we found out Sunday morning from a phone call that we might have had that exposure. So we decided, hey, you know, what the heck? There's 4 of us, so let's do it. Let's not take any chances, but we're doing fine.
All right, follow this man right now, Rep. Gosar, G-O-S-A-R. And we'll talk about serious things, but I have to just doff my cap to you for a recent spat you had with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'll read your initial tweet for those who haven't seen it. Been thinking about life and mortality today. I'd rather die gloriously in battle than from a virus. But in a way, it doesn't matter. But it kind of does. That's his original tweet. And then AOC, thinking she's oh so salty and so clever and edgy, it helps. If it helps at all, Congressman Gosar, you get roasted in committee almost every week. So that's kind of the same thing, which is kind of petty to make fun out of somebody who may have been infected with coronavirus. But your response, Congressman, was for the ages. The only thing getting roasted are the candidates that you endorsed, AOC. Spit roasted at that. Congressman, that is a pretty hardcore response. Am I allowed to ask, do you write your own tweets or do you have a whole staff that does it for you?
We all do it together, Sebastian. You know, group thinking really helps out.
Good. All right. Nothing. I'm not going to dig any deeper. So talk to us as a man who's on the front line, who may have been infected, but even if he hasn't, is being super cautious and responsible. Talk to us about what you've witnessed in the body politic, the media, and the markets in the last week and a half.
Well, you know, we've seen the politicization of this outbreak of what do you want to call it, COVID-19 coronavirus, Wuhan virus. And there again, we got, you know, everybody started to attack on Wuhan virus. But the Democrats have really politicized this in light of the president. You know, they hate this president more than they love this country. And it shows in what they're doing right now. The president has been phenomenal in what he's done. He was ahead of the ball game by restricting air traffic from China. And it helps get us get our hands around this problem. You know, if there are most people, if you just wash your hands, eat well, sleep well, you know, stay out of the real congested areas, you're going to be fine. It's those people that have problems with cardiovascular disease, yes, diabetes, cancer, and elderly that seem to have problems. So they should not travel. But, I mean, from this standpoint, you know, we were called by the physician of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and then we talked with the infectious diseases head of CDC. And they said there's probably less than a 5% chance of us transmitting anything or getting it. But we had a lengthy conversation with this individual, and so maybe it was safe than sorry. So, you know, we've seen everything, you know, jump way down in regards to the stock market. Now we're seeing it come back up with the president's,
yes,
thought process in regards to guaranteeing a wage and a paycheck. So, you know, once again, America will rise to the occasion, and this president has done exactly what he should be doing.
Now, I have to ask you, somebody who's really been very forthright, outspoken, strong supporter of the president, strong supporter of the principles of our founding, were you surprised how rapidly and with such cynicism the Democrats decided to exploit a virus for political purposes, Congressman Gosar?
No, nothing surprised me anymore. When you watch what they did, the ilk that they performed at Christmas time in regards to the articles of impeachment, holding them up, going through the sham show, utilizing the weight of the government against this president, nothing shocks me anymore. It's just, how low can you go?
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, we have to be strong, we have to be forthright, and we have to stand together to make sure that we defeat this. But, you know, this president's got a thick skin. He takes no prisoners. God love him for that.
Yes, I can think of somebody else who doesn't. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Congressman, please follow this man, Rep. Gosar. You won't regret it. G-O-S-A-R, Rep. Gosar. What is your message to the people of Arizona's 4th District and to all Americans who may be read the wrong newspapers, aren't over the age of 80, but are scared? As a person who's taken action to be responsible, what is your advice to those who maybe have been infected by the hysteria regarding the Wuhan virus?
Well, if it's the hysteria that you're worried about, go home, take a chill pill, take a deep breath, and then reevaluate.
Okay.
You know, make sure, are you eating well? Are you sleeping well? Are you taking care of yourself, working out? Are you getting fresh air? You know, those are all things that are very, very important. Wash your hands when you have in contact, whether it be outside or inside, touching somebody or touching some object that somebody touches all the time. But if you are elderly or have a pre-existing condition like cardiac disease, diabetes, cancer, stay home. Stay home and enjoy Arizona. Arizona is a beautiful time and place right now. Go out and enjoy the outside. stay away from mass transit travel and airplanes and boats. But, you know, this will all come and go. And if you take good care of yourself, you'll be just fine.
Fabulous advice. Take a chill pill and enjoy life. And every day, come to the dispensary here at America First for your chill pills. That was Congressman Paul Gosar. And also, you heard him say it, rest well. How do you do that? Use one of the pillows the president and I use. It's Mike Lindell's Premium My Pillows. You will get 60% off all of Mike Lindell's products at MyPillow.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. God bless you, Congressman Gosar. Looking forward to seeing you back on Capitol Hill in the trenches. This is America First. Your calls next here on 833-334-6752. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
He is smart. He is tough. He's like an encyclopedia that can kick your butt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And it rhymes as well. Thank you, dear caller. It's very kind. We need more of those. I love those little caller. What are they called? Drops? What's the network, Chad?
We have them as promos. I don't think I'd call them that, though.
What would you call them?
Probably like a liner or a drop or something.
I have to learn all of those things. Will you do me a little, like, vocabulary guide for guys who do radio?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I'll get to work
six
on it.
Words.
I have plenty of time. Plenty of time to do that.
He's complaining! Guys, doesn't he have the easiest job here? Eric, Jeff. Doesn't Chad have the easiest job? He's got the most buttons, but the easiest. Put their mic on. He's not going to put their mic on now, is he?
By far the easiest.
Most buttons, easiest job. Yes? I don't want to create division. The newest member of the team. We respect you, Shad. But don't cock up that sound again like you did today, or you'll be in trouble. We are back, and we're having so much fun. And tomorrow, whoa. Don't go anywhere yet, because we still have Katie Hopkins. We still have calls to take. But my, oh my, I don't think, have we done this in the same day? The two greatest strategic minds on the planet. The man who did business with Donald Trump, Lord Conrad Black. And the man who wrote the book, The Case for Trump, Professor Victor Davis Hanson. Whoa, in one day, I can't wait. And then a man who just gave an incredible lecture at Hillsdale College. I saw it 2 days ago. I said, we need this guy on the show. It's Hollywood director and actor, conservative, relax. He's a good guy. He's one of us. Nick Searcy will be with us. But before I go to your calls, I have to play you an audio cut. It's the last cut I want to play you today. And it's from a news item from, what was it, 2 days ago maybe, on WMAL. And it kind of encapsulates why we're here. It's not April Fool's. This isn't from an SNL skit. This is John Matthews, who runs the news every hour for WMAL, about recent events in Washington, D.C. And please pay attention, because if you miss it, you just will not believe it. Cut 12.
A national group that advocates the decriminalization of prostitution is pulling out of its efforts in D.C. after local sex work organizers told the national organizers to butt out. The local group says the national group is predominantly white and cisgender, while Latina, black, and transgender women bear the brunt of prostitution laws in D.C. The national group had offered to donate $100,000 to put the issue on the D.C. ballot, but local organizers dismissed the offer as white men trying to force their way in with money.
Did you understand that? There's two groups representing prostitutes. One that's local to D.C. and a national one. And the local one said to the national one, butt out of D.C. because you're too white and you're too heterosexual and you don't represent ethnic transgender prostitutes. That's a news item in America, not in the Bois de Boulogne of Paris or in the favelas of Brazil. Yes, it's a culture war. Please, will you type that up? Media Matters, get busy. I need that one transcribed. Let's get back to important things, things that are really, really about our culture, our beliefs, and helping those who are less fortunate than us. Thank you for all your donations for Food for the Poor. It's very simple. There are hungry children in our hemisphere, and you can bolster your relationship with our Creator by supporting and donating to these hungry children and feeding them. Just listen to Paul Jacobs.
Whenever we talk to radio listeners who give, they say, thank you for allowing me to answer what God has called me to do. It's always tied back into their relationship with God.
By making a donation to hungry children in Guatemala, you will affect your relationship with your Creator, and you'll be doing what Jesus told us to do. Help the little children. Help the most unfortunate. Make a donation today in any amount. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner or call them on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. I thank you, and they will thank you. Be a modern missionary. Wow, what a packed, packed day. And we still have one guest to go. She calls herself Milo's mother. She's Katie Hopkins across the pond in the UK. She'll be with us next here on America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that has no negative side effects, and pain relief that's natural and affects relief by attacking the source of the pain, which is the inflammation, not hiding the pain like regular painkillers do. I am now 14 months pain-free from my lower back pain. And also, my knee surgery is happening, is recovering. I'm recovering from it so well because I'm not taking painkillers, just Relief Factor. It's an incredible product, and tens of thousands of you are getting relief. Shouldn't you be the next person? Find out if it works for you so easily by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Go to relieffactor.com, $19.95, and I guarantee you, if you take it morning and night as I do for 3 weeks, you'll know at the end if it works for you like it works for me. Like the president says at every single one of his rallies, sooner or later, that immortal line, what have you got to lose? And that is the question. We're watching the TV screens whilst you're going to relieffactor.com. The podium is empty in the briefing room, and we are waiting for the latest update on the federal response to the coronavirus happening momentarily. Hopefully it will be responded to in the spirit of what we heard at the opening of the show from California, the shocking press conference from Governor Newsom, who congratulated the president. Stand by, more here on America First.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
When you want to have a fun time, when you want to get the Trump crowd excited, there are very few guests as relevant, as electric, as I don't know how to describe her. Is she an enfant terrible? What should I call you, Katie? Should I call you Mademoiselle Terrible? Katie Hopkins, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much, Sebastian Gorka. Well, I have to say, there are a wide range of names that I am called, and not all of them are complimentary, but I'm accepting of all of them, because I think one of the things our side does very well is it's able to handle the views of others, whether they be positive or criticism.
Yes, we have a sense of humor, and we believe in freedom of speech and real diversity of opinion. And Katie Hopkins, well, she just tells it how she sees it. And I have to congratulate her. I see on her bio She describes herself as an angry Ellen DeGeneres. I think angry anti-Ellen DeGeneres. And you've made a million followers. I'm jelly, Katie. When did that happen?
That happened a long time back. So about a year ago, I hit a million followers on Twitter. And I think at that point, Twitter decided, right, no more, no more. So it won't allow me to add a single follower now. But you know what? The joy of Twitter is not the platform itself. It's, as you know, Sebastian, with your lovely listeners, it's the interaction with regular people, regular Americans, who are the honest truth of everything you and I do, are the regular people out there who know in their gut how they feel about their country. And that's really what we're all about, I think, is contacting and being in their conversation with real people about how they feel about their country and what makes them really excited about it and the things they don't like. And I think that's where you do a great job with the radio show. Our listeners are so important to us, and on Twitter it's the followers that really make it, because they're the ones that lead the way, I think, for both of us in the things that we try to do.
Indeed, but it's also fun to have fun with the snowflakes on Twitter as well. Please follow this lady, KT, as in the initials, KT Hopkins on Twitter. Let's get her over a million, because she deserves it. I can't wait. What's happening this weekend? Is it true that we will be sharing the same stage, Katie Hopkins, for the Pennsylvania Women for Trump Grassroots Gala? Is that happening?
We will. That is really, really going to happen. So on Saturday, the 14th of March, you're right, at the Priory Grand Hall, which I understand is a really lovely venue.
Beautiful.
You and I are going to be in the same room at the same time. And they say, you've never seen Sebastian Gorka and Katie Hopkins in the same room at the same time, as if we may be one and the same thing because we sound a little bit alike. But in fact, we will be. And last time,
we were actually in the same military intelligence. At least I was in the reserves, you were in the regulars. So we were in the same intelligence core unit as well, which is kind of like, is this a case of a superhero and his alter ego? I don't know.
So we're
going to post the details. If you want to come, there's a couple of tables left. It is the Pennsylvania Women for Trump Extravaganza, the 2020 gala, this Saturday, March 14th at the Priory Grand Hall in Pittsburgh. Please join us. In the meantime, Katie, okay, Corona hysteria. I understand it's hit the UK as well.
Sebastian, it has. And let me tell you, the World Health Organization, the disaster that is the World Health Organization, have just issued a 5-page helpful guide on the stigma around coronavirus.
Hang on, what did you just say? You said the stigma?
Oh, Sebastian, do not underplay the stigma. The leader of the World Health Organization says the stigma around coronavirus is more dangerous than the coronavirus itself. And if that is the leadership of the World Health Organization, the world is a sicker place than I thought. And I have seen Joe Biden sniffing the heads of young children. So
that's incredible.
The do's and the don'ts. We're not allowed to talk about people spreading the disease, if that's harmful, and we're not allowed to put blame on people if they do spread it. We have to talk about corona in a positive and upbeat manner, and we must not call it Wuhan flu.
No, Wuhan. Don't.
That's obviously racist.
Don't name it after the place where it comes from, because that would be a statement of fact. We can't have that in today's snowflake world, can we, Katie?
We can't be having that. I mean, goodness knows what they think about the German measles.
Spanish flu.
Well,
come on.
Don't you dare say that. I will report you to the World Health Organization immediately and forthwith.
Are there any elements? I'm just curious. You have legacy media in the UK as well. You have the BBC that has just become an anti-Brexit hive of metropolitan lefties. Are there some voices of common sense amongst the established media platforms, Katie Hopkins?
No, I have to say, Sebastian, how it stands here in the UK, I can't and I'm not allowed to be in and on any of the mainstream media platforms anymore. I have been banished to the sidelines of the world. I cannot say these things in mainstream. And I do come from mainstream. I was the Mail Online columnist. I was a radio show host.
Yes.
And I was removed from all of those posts. So these sorts of this honest conversation that you and I are having right now cannot happen here in the UK. And it's one of the things, of course, you know, I talk about a lot is I strongly and firmly believe the reason America still has some semblance of its First Amendment is because of your Second. And it's why I spend a lot of my time asking Americans, never, never lay down your weapons, because you know, I know, we know, when they take your weapons, the next thing they come for is your freedom of speech. And here, of course, we have a police. The police are our thought police. They will come and knock at your door if you post the wrong thing on Facebook or post a thought that is wrong on any other platform. In fact, a lady in Germany with hair braids, she had two hair braids on either side of her ears, you know, and she plaited her hair.
Yes.
She was stopped in Germany by the police yesterday because hair braids are seen as a symbol of the far right.
Oh, my gosh. So this is sheer insanity, and it's one of the reasons that I left the UK. There is no freedom. If you can't protect yourself, you are not a citizen. You are a subject. We've been talking to Katie Hopkins. Follow her right now on Twitter at KT, the letters KT Hopkins. And join us this weekend at the Priory Hall, Saturday the 14th in Pittsburgh, for the Pennsylvania Women for Trump 2020 Gala. Katie and myself will be there. You don't want to miss it. And we're posting the link right now on my Twitter feed, Facebook, and you should come too. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that has no negative side effects, and most important of all, pain relief that, unlike synthetic painkillers that just dull your sense of pain, actually attacks the cause of your pain, which is the inflammation. That's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, as am I. After my knee surgery, I'm more grateful than ever. I'm off my regular painkillers. I'm just taking a triple dose of Relief Factor, and it is truly remarkable. Find out for yourself if you could be the next success story by ordering the 3-week Quick Starter Pack for just $19.95. It's less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening for 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. What have you got to lose? Go now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. As you're ordering your tickets for the Pennsylvania Women for Trump Gala this weekend in Pittsburgh.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Are you ready? Is Pittsburgh ready? Is Pennsylvania ready for yours truly and Katie Hopkins on the same stage? Ooh, I don't know. It's going to be quite a party. And I've met those ladies, the Pennsylvania Women for Trump. You want them by your side when you're in the political trenches. If you're in the area this Saturday, Saturday 14th, join us. The link is up on my website. Sorry, on my Twitter feed, on our Facebook. It's an Eventbrite link. Come and join us for the party of 2020. Don't miss it. In the meantime, something else I reposted earlier today, in fact, before we started the show, and I think we need to repost it now, is a tweet from the Minority Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. We get this question all the time. I get it on our text line. I get it in DMs. People are calling into the show. Where do I get reliable information? There is so much misinformation out there when it comes to this coronavirus. It's taken the lives of 24 people in America. Well, first things you can do is just make sure that the sources you check every day are the reliable ones. People are often sending me, hey, is this true, Dr. G? And it's some no-name site I've never heard of. And I say, no, it's garbage. You've got to go to sites that are reliable, that are trustworthy. Start with the 13 most significant, reliable, conservative sites that we've posted at our website. Eric, compile the list. It's there. Breitbart number one includes The Federalist, Daily Wire, Daily Caller, Daily Signal. These are sites that give you real news, not fake news. And going back to Kevin McCarthy, he said this in his tweet, this is the best source of factual information on the coronavirus. And of course, no surprises, it's the CDC's website, the Center for Disease Control. If anybody knows what's going on, it's the people whose job it is to fight all such viruses, pathogens, 365 days of the year, not just when the media says that we have a problem. So we'll repost that link. Check it out. And please, as we've been saying since the beginning, especially this week, you can be part of the solution. Be the voice of calm. Remind people, if you're not over the age of 80, if you don't have pulmonary issues already, you are not in a high-risk group. This is far less deadly than the common flu and far less dangerous than the number of people who drown every single day in America. So don't take things for granted, but don't give in to the hysteria. Be one of the voices of common sense. That's who we are as Americans, and that's who we are here on America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. As always, watch your six, keep your head on a swivel, never give up, never give in. And somebody asked me, what does stay frosty mean? Dude, watch Aliens and stay frosty.